morning. It's 5:34, and I've been up since 3:30. I went to bed relatively early. I went to bed about 10:15, and as far as I remember, I passed out pretty darn quickly. So I had probably 5 hours sleep. But I woke up really wheezy, chesty. I have a blue Ventolin inhaler, and I have a really incredibly mild asthma depending on the air quality at night. And sorry about that, I'm just checking a thing because my phone buzzed. And I don't normally need it in the day. It's normally at night time when the air quality diminishes, especially if I have a chesty, you know, cold or something like that. It really affects me. And I've got two inhalers, one main, one backup, just both blue ones. You can get a brown one as well, which is like a steroidy one, but I don't need that. And one of them's run out, and I think the other one, well, both of them over at the other place, so I'm just heading over there now because I need it. I need to get some more sleep, really. But I'm going to book myself into the doctors this morning and get myself a repeat prescription so I don't have to go through this turmoil. But more than this, a few factors that have prompted me to jump in the car. One, it's daylight. It's overcast, cloudy, and the horrible skies, but the sun is breaking through. And it's bright. It's reasonably bright. It's that sort of strange morning hue that you get. And it's beautiful. Literally about 3:30, once I was getting pretty bad, I went downstairs and put the telly on and boxing and various stuff. Gordon Ramsay. And just as I was watching Gordon Ramsay, the Twitter sphere just goes mental with this earthquake in LA, I think it was. Or somewhere in SoCal anyway. Of 4.75. Quite a big one. And looked like it shocked a lot of people, from what I could tell. Thousands of tweets in a short space of time about it. And definitely tell that LA was awake. I never know what the time is. I guess it's early evening in LA. But then when you come out driving in the morning at this time, you start to realise how much of a day you actually miss out on. I mean, really, I should be getting up at this time most days. Getting up at 5:30, going for a run till 6, and then getting back, having a light breakfast till 6:30, and then working from 6:30 till Ella and Sam get up is another 2 hours. So I mean, you can do a lot in 2 hours. I think I'm going to shift my sleep patterns. I really do. I think I'm going to start getting up at 5:30. Now I know that the sunlight, or the sun, or light in general, comes out at this time in the morning, then no reason I can't run in it. I need to get back training again. I need to get back walking, sprinting. I felt healthier, I felt more sharp, and I didn't wheeze at all, not at all. It's opening up them airways, increasing that air volume. I'm just down the country lanes, heading down to the other place. Hopefully I can find a inhaler, give myself a quick blast on that, and then head back home. I don't know what to do then. Maybe I'll go back up to bed. Maybe I'll go for a run. Maybe I should do that. I'm feeling pretty tired that I've missed out on